Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy of 5 p.m. Frank Cusimano joins us from News Channel 5. Hey, Frank.
Dave, how are you?
Frank, you want a second job? Third job?
Probably not.
Mark Close just announced that he is leaving the show.
No kidding.
Official? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Going to try
is
the TV.
Mandatory retirement.
Yeah. I'm going to try the TV thing. It just doesn't look that hard. I mean, it looks pretty easy.
Well, if I can do it, I think anybody can. Yeah, you're in, Mark. Anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Mark's last day is 2 weeks from last Friday.
Is this official?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Real
yes,
deal.
Sir. Yep.
Well, it's the end of a brilliant career. There's nobody more respected in the music industry or radio than Mark Close. And I salute you on a magnificent career, Mark.
Thank you.
Wow, he seemed to mean that.
Yeah.
He did.
How strange.
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you, sir. I feel the same way about him.
So let's talk about something cool. SLU.
Right?
Dang, oh, that was awesome. Man.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's four victories in 66 and a half hours for a team that was a sixth seed and that everybody thought, oh, no, it's been a disappointing season. And instead, they do it with six players, too, basically. They played seven yesterday, but four games in 4 days. It was just awesome. Awesome.
So, obviously, they have great momentum. Do they have the horses to advance?
Well, they're a 10-point underdog in San Jose on a Friday night against the fourth-seed Virginia Tech Hokies, who have four players averaging 13 or more points. But they beat Virginia Tech last year. And, you know, with the way this team is playing, there's just a great mojo about them. I certainly wouldn't bet on the game. I wouldn't bet against the Billikens.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, that's exactly the kind of upset you see in the first round. A bunch of guys who no one expects them to win, but they got great talent.
And, we were talking about this earlier. I had forgotten that the 16-1 had been broken last year. So, I mean, we've seen tons of 15s beating 2s. It's so unpredictable now that there's no reason that a team like SLU couldn't advance at least a round, if not a couple of rounds.
Yeah, and for our audience that haven't seen much of them, it's a unique team because they basically, they don't shoot the ball really well. They're an abominable free throw shooting team, but they're so relentless defensively, and sometimes their best offense is just throw it on the backboard and somebody get the offensive rebound and put it back in. They call it bully ball, and they're so physical and so tough and so relentless. They're really fun to watch.
Frank, who else do you like in the first round for an upset? Because let's face it, that's half of why we all love.
Yeah, that's everything. Yeah.
Well, the most interesting one will be Murray State, I think, knocking off Marquette. Murray State has this player named John Moran. Now, I don't know how he ended up at Murray State, but he's going to be a top three pick in the draft. He's just a freak athletically, and everybody wants them to advance because he could be the darling of the NCAA tournament. And Marquette has kind of slumped down the stretch, so I wouldn't be surprised to see that one happen.
And who is, for you, if you put your $100 on one team, who are you picking?
I like North Carolina because they have enough of the McDonald's All-Americans, the freshman phenoms, but they're also loaded with seniors, fourth-year guys, 22-year-olds. I think that's a great mix when you have off-the-charts athleticism and then senior experience. And Roy Williams has always been great in the NCAA tournament. I think he has three national championships on his resume.
So about 60 seconds left, Cardinals and Blues.
Cardinals today win 4-1 against Philadelphia, and remember this name, Dakota Hudson. He is a phenom. Five innings, eight strikeouts, no earned runs. He's going to be right there with Jack Flaherty. I think he sealed the fifth spot in the rotation. Blues had kind of a weird weekend. They lost to the worst Ottawa. They beat one of the best Pittsburgh, and they lose to one of the worst yesterday in Buffalo.
Frank,
they'll be in action tomorrow night.
I can't remember ever seeing so many weekends where the Blues play on Saturday and Sunday. It seems like it happens every weekend now. That's got to be a killer.
Yeah, physically-wise, it is tough. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. So we will see you here in 2 weeks for filling in for Mark Close.
Yeah. I'd like to get that pay raise and do that.
Quick break, right back. Sweet 16 with Skip Weber.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.